Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode on Let's Gist with Victoria. Yes, today I have hot gist for you people. Hot gist, yeah? This episode is called Update on the Recent Happenings, you know, in and around the world. Yeah, in Nigeria, you know, and around the globe. So there's a new app in town. Or there was a new app in town because it's kind of like past tense now. Tread app. Yeah, Tread app. It's a Mark Zuckerberg. I don't know if I pronounced it right, but it's Mark's app. And Mark wants to spite Elon Musk because Elon Musk has been giving us issues on Twitter with putting a certain amount of tweets we can repost to tweets we can type. So the amount of times we can like post a tweet a day, too many restrictions, is becoming annoying, if I must say. You know, Elon Musk is doing too much. Since he got Twitter, Twitter has not been the same. He has fucked it all up for us. Well, you know, I personally love the app myself. I promote my podcast on Twitter and I vent on Twitter. Twitter is like an open diary for me. I don't be going there to write my personal shit, but I be writing some personal shit in disguise, and sometimes not even personal shit. I just be writing shit and pins. So Twitter is not a place you try to put two and two about someone's life. But yeah, this is not about Twitter. This is about Tread app. So the first day Tread app came, a lot of people were head over heels, ticket, ran to Apple Store, Play Store, and the likes, went to download the app. So the app connects with your Instagram, so your Instagram followers are likely to see you and follow you. You get so I don't know. I think it was interesting for the people who joined, yeah, because personally I didn't download the app, I did not log in, I'm tired of putting down my credentials in different apps. I'm tired of putting out my information, putting out my, you know, just giving the government, the internet, some other people that you don't even know, the information and all that. It's crazy out here, I must say, you know. I didn't join Tread app. I think it's a week or two now, or like, let me say a week and some days since it's been out, and the followers has dropped. People are uninstalling the app, they're removing the app from their phones, they're logging off, because how many apps can we actually keep up with, guys? No, let's think about it. Can we take in roll call? We have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have Twitter, we have WhatsApp. We don't just have WhatsApp, we have WhatsApp, and we have WhatsApp Business, because I own two WhatsApp. That's why I'm saying this, because I have a business WhatsApp and I have the normal WhatsApp. And we have TikTok. Have I mentioned Snapchat? There's a whole lot of apps out here, man. And I have Snapchat, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, like Facebook. I use Facebook to, you know, push my podcast and other stuff. So when Tread came, I'm like, guys, I am tired. How many Max app can I possibly have on my phone? I have two already. So man, I didn't download it. I need to download Apple Shuffle. My friend was so hyped about it. Oh, she's in it, la 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 la. It's just another Twitter. You can type. I heard there's no DMs there. I'm like, I beg. I just stay on the Twitter like that. It's not like I even tweet a whole lot a day, or, you know, we just be in and out the apps all day. Now we're adding to it. Too many apps, man. So many apps to give out my information, man. Yeah, that's just it for me. That was kind of it for me. And I was just done, man. How many apps? How many can we possibly join? Okay, on to the next recent happenings. This one is my country, Nigeria, my beloved country. So we are presently having the hike in price of fuel, and also dollar increase rate. Like, it's crazy. But let's start from the fuel. So now, oh shit, guys, this fuel thing is really stressing man's head out, because how can you get fuel and you're getting that $6.20 per liter? This is crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. I saw two videos of Lagos State President thanking the President Tinubu for what he has done. That the roads are clear, the roads are empty, there's no traffic, because people cannot afford the prices, the price range that the fuel price has gotten to. Do you know what it means to be buying 6.20 per liter? I heard it came down to 6.19 or so. Well, like, come on. I mean, 6.17. Come on. Really. Right now, we have just two... what do they call this thing? Positions, or how will I say, in the society. We have the rich and we have the poor. They fucked up the middle class, man. They fucked us off. We are not middle class. We are down there. We are all poor now, because this nation is really something to live in. The government stress. We have fuel. We have dollar price increase. We have kidnapping, armed robbery, drugs, corruption at peak. Oh, my country, Shah. We got that deal. We don't want to jack out or something like that. We did here. But anyways, that's it on fuel price hike. And it's really crazy because there are lesser cars on the road. It has its pros and cons. You know, Mother Nature can breathe a bit, because now there are lesser cars on the road pouring in all that smoke and, you know, that the cars bring out of them. And the roads are free. If you really have an emergency and somewhere to get to, you can get there easily. This is for the Lagos City people, Sha. You know, now then they suffer traffic. And people are now practicing more exercising, because, and as of today, I saw a video of a huge line of people walking on the bridge. Yeah, people are walking to their various destination on the island from the mainland. Because as the fuel price increases, public transportation prices increases too. You know, the fuel price affects so many things, even goods and services. If you go to buy tomato now, the price will increase because the transportation in getting the tomato from where it was to where you're getting it from, that price will be added. And if that is added, the price of the tomato will go higher. So now there's an increase in public transportation, so people are now tending to, you know, be more healthy and exercise more, and in order for that, they are walking to keep fit. Yes, against their will, though. So now they are walking to keep fit instead of taking all this missing transportation, because the fuel price is ridiculous. Okay, on to the next one, the dollar increase. Well, look, it's the every other day dollar is increasing. Every other day the dollar is increasing in my country. As of when this podcast was recorded, because I don't know when you'll be listening to it, it was around 8.20 per $1. 8.20 to $1. This is preposterous. When we finally get to $1,200, we'll know that we are finished. City boys are in town. Don't play. Jerry, that's so wrong. Why am I laughing so much? It's not even funny. It's not. But what are we going to do? Kill ourselves? On top of Nigeria problems? Nah. And now a certain, you know, supporters are regretting and complaining bitterly to, you know, the way the governmenting style of this present dispensation is going, you know? First, we had student loan in Africa. I said this thing. I don't know if I said it in my former podcast, but I met this lady in a public transportation in Lagos, and we're just talking while she started engaging me, and we're talking about what Tinubu has done. You know, I think I will attach the voice note to this, yeah, because I always stick my, I record once in a while when I'm engrossed in conversations with people, especially societal conversations, you know. So we're talking, and we're just talking about the things that our present government is implementing and all of that. So yeah. On to the next topic. So the if we know the runner Toby Amusan, the world record holder, yeah, she's been charged with missing drug tests. So now, as an athlete, you get tested a lot of times because, you know, there are certain rumors and all of that that, oh, athletes use, they use some form of energy boosters, drugs, and stuff like that in order to enhance their performance during during just sporting activities. So that's why they have this mandatory test from time to time. But I bet you these white people be targeting Africans a lot, because they can't just phantom it that we are this fucking good. So they be targeting Africans a lot. You see the Kenya runners, you know, that are really good. They be checking them, testing them a lot of time, because they can't just believe that someone can run that fast or someone is that good. Yeah. So yeah, Nadia saying, oh, she's, you know, she has missed a couple of drug tests, so she's being charged for that. And you know how that will sound, you know how that will come up. Because if you're missing your drug test, does that mean there's something to hide? I mean, it might not even be the case, you know, but that's the news out ground. So yeah. Okay, so on to the next topic. This one is quite interesting. There's a new Prime Video series. Yeah, there's a new series on Prime Video. It's called LOL, Last One Laughing, right? Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Last One Laughing. So this is a show, it's just like Big Brother, but I don't think they're staying as long as Big Brother in the house. Basket Mouth is the host, and he has put together, they've put together rather, a couple of comedians and skit makers and all of that. So, you know, most of basketball guys are Diesha, Gucci, Senator, Tumama, I could say, Lem, Oke Bakasi. Literally, most of the people from my flatmate are there. But Sabinus is there, Kiki, Tauma, you know, a couple of our Instagram celebrities too are there, like skit makers. So it's quite funny, I won't lie. I've been watching it. Yeah, they're in episode 4 now. It's interesting. And they've been bringing guests. They brought Bimbo, our famous Bimbo, the comedian and actor. So they brought her to the house. So it's really nice. I think you should check it out when you have time. You know, it's a good laugh. So we don't mind a good laugh. We never mind a good laugh, okay? Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. When I say yes, 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 it just reminds me of that lady trending on TikTok. Pinky Doll, yeah, for her kind of TikTok lives that she does. I think it was even trending on Twitter too. Basically, she's an anime character, maybe in GT or something. But you know, in other words, she's inhuman. So she's just like repeating words. Oh, thank you. Oh, yes. Thank you, daddy. Oh, I'm a queen. Oh, nice car. Oh, wow. Gang, gang, gang. Oh my God. It was so funny, but the bee is cashing out. She is cashing out real cash. Like, it's no joke out here. She's making her money. Something about making 4 to 7K in a day or in a week. God damn. A lot of people started doing it. A lot of people are doing just because they're like, damn, this girl is making money. I might as well do my thing. But yeah, it's not as easy as it looks. It takes a lot of work. And yeah, so yeah, that's a topic on its own. So another one is, next Wednesday, guess what is coming to our TVs? Well, Big Brother Ninja. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I'm not really an engrossed watcher of Big Brother Ninja. I tend to get my updates from social media like Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. And when I'm scrolling and I see something, maybe something that's happening in the house, yeah. And then maybe once in a while, we try to watch it on Sundays during the eviction. But yeah, that's about it. But I don't just sit and watch it every other day. But yeah, if my friend gets into it one day, best believe I'll sit every day and watch it. Shit, I might even be managing some shit for her. But yeah, that's besides the point. Big Brother Ninja is coming next weekend. And this one is set to be All-Stars. So yeah, we're going to be seeing people from previous sets from Big Brother. Tasha said, Fraud said, and the rest. So yeah, they're All-Stars. All-Stars are then with some other random people. Well, sounds like it's going to be fun. I think Big Brother's viewers dropped from this last one they did. It was quite boring, isn't it? So the viewers dropped and it was just there. So I think they're trying to regain themselves back. So now they're going for All Stars so they can use people to drag people's attention, you know. Now everybody has their fan base, so that's just pulling different fan base from different sets together. That's really smart. This should definitely increase their viewing and their money. I think I saved the best for last because this one. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. And I run like a Barbie thinking. Hi, Barbie. Hi, Barbie. Oh, my goodness gracious God. That's all we've been hearing for the past days now, man. Barbie this, Barbie that. One thing I must say is the Barbie marketing team deserve a raise. They did a wonderful job, a fantastic one, I must say. They marketed the shit out of Barbie. I can tell you a lot of people didn't even watch Barbie when they were little. But look at them hopping on the trend. That's one thing about trends, yeah? It's really good. So yeah, finally, Barbie's premiere happened recently in Lagos. You know how Lagos people do not feel to disappoint. Sorry, let me reframe. Our Lagos people don't disappoint. But these Barbies, even Barbie will be scared, man. Because the hideous outfits we have seen. Come on now. Come on. Come on, Chelsea. I don't know. The women, the men. And then there are people that are fighting the narrative. I mean, the theme said a touch of pink. Why are you out here dressed in all blue? Why are you out here dressed in all purple? Okay, yeah, there's a purple Barbie in one of the Barbie series. But we're talking about the actual Barbie. She is pink with a blonde hair. Yeah, I'm not saying you have to have a blonde hair. But I mean, try as much as possible to stick to themes of parties. That's why it's a theme party. Don't we get it? Don't we get this thing sometime? So yeah, Barbie has been causing commotion all around the globe from the premiere itself with the main actor, Margot. It's been crazy. Some people even came for the main actor's dressing. Like, shit, so she didn't even, she wasn't spared at all. So our Lagos divas and princes gave it to us hot, hot. I mean, some people were really nice. Oh, some people were really on theme, you know, out here looking all pink and gorgeous and beautiful and nice. So some people were really nice. It was really nice. But some people were out of pocket. Some people's stylists need to be flubbed. Some people, I do not even just get it, especially those TikTok celebrities. Oh my God, I have seen stuff. I've seen things. So it's not even a joke, I tell you. What? And now it's not just Nigeria. I saw Barbie premiere in Madrid. Hey God, my goodness, the pink carpet is hilarious. I've seen South Africa. Some people are like, oh, SA girls even came. Just a few of them, just like five of them, out of the rest. And my dear, all I know is that whatever Barbie is looking for, Barbie has seen it. Barbie has gotten it. And not just in my country. All over the globe, man. It's been psych. It's been madness. It's not just the women. Men, too. Everybody's a Barbie princess out this bitch. So, yeah, it's really fun. I like that. I'd like that. I would like to work with Barbie's marketing team. I need to learn a thing or two from them. What? Yeah. Man, it's really good, though. We still haven't seen it. I hope to see it with my friends, though. Maybe we'll do a little screening ourselves. You know, also play dress-up and things. So, yeah. I'm a Barbie girl. Anyways. If you've gotten to this point of the podcast, thank you so, so much. Thank you. And keep listening to my cool voice. I post new episodes every Wednesdays and Saturdays. So, do well to come back and listen again. So, bye for now.